Workbook, Unit 14, Unexplainable Phenomena, Activity 8.
Welcome to our programme, Amazing Events. Today, we'll be talking about one of the biggest mysteries in the world, the tale of Bigfoot, or Sasquatch. Every year, thousands of reports are made documenting experiences between people and large, hairy, humanoid bipeds. These sightings occur all over the world. The creatures have many names, including Bigfoot, Sasquatch, Yeti, and Skunk Ape. Many organisations have been developed with the goal of scientifically proving the existence of Bigfoot. DNA hair samples, footprints, pictures, and video evidence have been collected and examined in order to develop a profile of the creature. But truly convincing evidence has not yet been found to say that these creatures do, in fact, exist. With us today is Valerie Altahar, a member of the Apache tribe living on the White Mountain Reservation in eastern Arizona. She's going to tell us about her experience with one of these creatures. What happened, Valerie?
Well, actually, these sightings have been occurring over the last 25 years, but we have kept them secret within our tribal boundaries.
Why is that, Valerie?
Because no one would have believed us. They just say the sightings are hoaxes, a figment of our imagination.
And why are you coming out with them now?
Because there are too many to ignore any longer.
So you are not the only one to have seen them?
Right.
Huh. Well, tell us about your most recent sighting then.
It was the summer of 2004, and I was driving home from visiting friends in another town. All of a sudden, a creature walked across the road in front of me.
Did you immediately recognize it as Bigfoot?
Not exactly. At first, I thought it was a large black bear. But I know bears, you see. My father was a hunter, and I went with him a lot.
But the creature looked like a big bear.
Right. It was all black, and it was tall. It was jet black, sleek, hairy, and about 8.5 feet tall.
That's tall, isn't it? Much taller than a black bear could be, right?
Exactly. But what struck me most was the way it walked.
Its walk?
Right. It was taking big strides. So, I put on the brakes after passing it and raced back. I stopped the car and looked between the two trees where it was, but it was gone.
What did you do then?
I went home, told my companion, and we called the tribal police to report the sighting.
Any help from them?
Yeah. They went out to the scene and looked for prints, hair, or any other material.
Did they find anything?
Yes. They found some footprints, bigger than ever before. In fact, the creature I saw was huge. It must have been seen by other people because mine wasn't the only car on the road. But no one else reported seeing it that night.
Well, that is an amazing event. What is being done about proving the existence of these creatures?
Very little, really. Mostly private individuals and an organization called the Bigfoot Field Researchers Organization.
And the government organizations?
They are very skeptical and do not take many of the sightings as real.
Your experience sounds real enough to me.
Well, let's hope that authorities will take more of them as real events and do some real research into the existence of Bigfoot.